In Northwest News from KPLU, Mariners spring training begins in 2 weeks in Arizona. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says along with new players and new management, the team also has a new philosophy. Art, what's the plan for this season?
They have a new general manager in Jerry DePoto, who's a very aggressive, smart guy who's very familiar with baseball analytics and is not afraid to shake things up. He's really done a remarkable thing here by attempting to change the culture. And if that rings a bell, that's Pete Carroll's thing. The Seahawks coach has been very, very effective in convincing players to buy in. It takes a lot of rigorous discipline to do what Carroll has done, and that's what DePoto has in mind for the Mariners. Now, you could say, well, what does football have to do with baseball? Well, Pete Carroll didn't invent these ideas. He took many from John Wooden, the great UCLA basketball coach, who had a number of principles that Pete can apply and that DePoto can apply to any athletic endeavor. The similarities are much greater than the differences in the games. So it's going to be very exciting to see how DePoto implements this.
But how difficult will this transition be for players, especially since they'll be playing for a manager who's never managed before in Scott Servais?
Well, that's probably the saving grace of this, because I think most veteran managers would be resistant to what DePoto wants to implement. And a guy who's a blank slate like Servais is going to be more open to it because he understands what DePoto is after, which is basically to set up a system whereby they put the player in the best place to succeed by understanding what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and give them a shot to improve strictly on performance without politics, without concern about how big the contract is or if you're a favorite of the owner or a manager. It's strictly on a set of goals that they want to try to implement, and the player has a chance to succeed in it. So to me, it makes a lot of sense to have a guy without veteran managerial experience, and that's why Lloyd McClendon is not here. Lloyd is not going to adapt to this, nor are most. Jerry DePoto ran into this problem when he was the general manager of the Los Angeles Angels, when his veteran skipper Mike Socha said, no, take this out of here. Well, it's a new day, and there's a new manager, and I think DePoto really has a good idea here about getting the most out of his players.
So what can fans expect this season?
Well, it may be a rough ride at the beginning because you're talking about a whole new set of ideas, new coaches, new manager, new players together. It could be a rocky start. The analogy I draw is, again, to Carroll, because people have forgotten that his first two seasons in Seattle were both 7-9 before everything gelled. And so that may be the case this year. And I know DePoto has talked about playoffs, and I think that's a fair ambition. Might not happen this year, but he does have a plan to execute all the way through. And people who have seen Carroll operate understand that if you're patient, it pays off.
All right. Well, fans will be able to hear from Jerry DePoto at an event with you next week.
Yes, I'm hosting Jerry DePoto at the Sports Salon at the World Trade Center, Seattle, on the waterfront. And tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com. It's the fans' chance to join me in asking Jerry DePoto questions at a wonderful happy hour sponsored by Sports Press Northwest. If you're interested, please join me.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find information about next week's event and all our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.